All right. Time is now 5:45 on October 13, 2016. This is a special meeting of the Economic Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee. We are in the chairman's office on the sixth floor. Mary, would you call roll, please?
Legislator Berkey.
Here.
Legislator DeLon. Legislator Lapp.
Here.
Legislator Litz. Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Chairman Maloney.
Here. Resolution for the October 18, 2016 regular legislative session, resolution number 426, opposing the detrimental trade policies included in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement. Legislator?
I'm going to turn it over to Nana to begin,
but I do want to start off by thanking you for
You're very welcome. And
postponing the issue because it was total oversight. I can only speak for myself
right.
on my part for not showing up to the meeting. In fact, when Vicky called and said they rescheduled, I was like, oh my gosh. So I truly apologize and I'm very grateful
Understood. And believe me, ladies, you can know if one of you or if someone was there to speak on it, we would not be sitting here. Okay, so, Manna, please.
For future reference. And
please
I'm still learning the ropes.
Please be brief.
You know, my main concern, well, first of all, I was never even in favor of NAFTA and GATT because I had a feeling that what I think we've seen happen might happen, and that is that it would result in the export of jobs. But the other concern that I have is that we've fought hard to protect the environment and create environmental standards that everyone in this country has to follow. And that, it, from my understanding of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, it's not a two-way street. It's not doing anything to increase the standards that other countries have to follow. So to me, it increases the imbalance and it reduces our environmental protection. So, you know, that's it in a nutshell. I think, you know, the resolution's a memorializing resolution, but I think there are better ways to address trade agreements than what is embodied in TPP.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, you know, one of the things, one of the questions that sort of came up was with some of your resolves, and I just wanted to highlight that. I think the second one, which I guess sort of touches on
the list,
so to speak, and you know, are we sort of at this point going above what would be sort of normal for, you know, most times when trade agreements are proposed at the federal level, it's really a federal issue, and it's not as if somehow the county legislature is going to be somehow involved in the negotiations of TPP, or even, if memory serves, actually the Senate has to ratify certain treaties, but I believe in certain cases the president is actually empowered to actually sign off on certain other ones. So it's not even as if somehow it feels like you may be going outside the norm with this proposal. So maybe you can just touch on that.
With this, you mean with putting in a list?
Yeah.
Calling, well, it's memorializing.
Oh,
I mean, we're reaching high. I mean,
it's
we could simply.
It's just what came up. I'm just bringing
right.
it up. It was brought up last.
I mean, I don't think it's an overreach, and I don't think it's without precedent for us in memorializing resolutions to have specific resolves. To have our requests laid out in resolves, not just in the whereases, and we tried as best as possible in these bullets to simplify the points. I mean, that I think for any one of us who looks into TPP, for Manna and myself, the environmental issues ring true, and I also have special concerns about the ISDS as laid out and what that would mean in terms of turning over. As I understand it, turning over dispute settlements to three appointed attorneys with binding power, they could issue fines that would weigh on American taxpayers you know, these things are to some degree over my head, but mm-hmm. It's interesting to me that this election cycle,
the intellectual property issues, you know, yes. is such a huge component, and that's, you know, that's another thing.
And this election cycle has sort of brought really disparate people together on this one issue.
No, because both Bush and Trump are both, if memory serves, opposed to this, but right. oddly enough. Trump and Clinton began with
Bernie Sanders and Trump being on the same page on this.
So the other thing is that these are the specific things we want to communicate mm-hmm. to the legislature and to the president.
Okay.
So mm-hmm.
and so it's expressing our concerns, which I think both Van and I would be open if any of these bullets are of concern to the committee or the legislature as a whole, changing them. But when we're saying we'd like you to only support trade agreements that do these things, mm-hmm. including protecting the ag mm-hmm. industry, ensuring robust trade rules for U.S., ensuring promotion of job creation in the U.S., ensure, you know, et cetera, mm-hmm. paraphrasing. But
and I'm in the same boat. I mean, clearly I support this, and, you know, if there's some minor changes that we need
there's
for
any
comfort
changes,
level.
We're open.
I'm fine with it.
You're fine with it?
I'm fine with it.
The move is seconded.
Any further discussions? Anything else?
Again, thank you.
You're very welcome. Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah.